Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Wednesday, the 1st of June. In the North West London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent, numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts give a bit more information about the verses. Today we're up to Psalm 123 and we're looking at the last two verses, verses 3 and 4. They read, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us, for we have endured much contempt. We have endured much ridicule from the proud, much contempt from the arrogant." The psalmist sounds in a bad way. At the beginning of the psalm, he has lifted up his eyes to God, whose throne is in heaven, and then he's described himself as one like a slave looking to the hand of his master, or a maid looking to the hand of her mistress, looking to God till he shows mercy. Mercy is a theme here. Obviously, there's some trouble. It seems to me that these verses are a summary of what the people of God have always experienced, this ridicule and contempt. Psalm 119, verse 22, "Remove from me scorn and contempt, for I keep your statutes." Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 4, "Hear us, O our God, for we are despised." Despised, there is the same word in the Hebrew as contempt. "Turn their insults back on their own heads. Give them over as plunder in a land of captivity." Contempt is the lot of a Christian even today, and the church. Contempt and ridicule were a common experience for Jesus. For example, he tells the whole parable of the vineyard to illustrate the fact that the people who should have been welcoming him were in fact treating him with contempt. Mark 12, verses 6 to 8. "He had one left to send, a son whom he loved. He sent him last of all, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But the tenants said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours.' So they took him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard." They despised God's messengers. They despised God's son. How can a follower of Jesus expect anything different from times of ridicule and of contempt? The early Christians were treated with contempt. In Acts chapter 5, verse 41, we see an interesting attitude they had towards it. The apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace. Again, the same word for contempt. Just suffering disgrace for the name. They saw that treatment with contempt as an honor. Perhaps that's the way we need to look at it today. Not that we court disgrace or look to be treated with contempt, but when we do, for the sake of the gospel, that it's an honor. The people of God always experienced this. Jesus experienced this. The early church experienced this. And things are no different today. It is hard to experience, to feel it emotionally. As Kidner says in his commentary on this psalm, it is illuminating that contempt is singled out for mention. Other things can bruise, but this is cold steel. It is hard to handle. And therefore we need mercy, and that's why he asks for mercy, the psalmist here. Three times the word appears, the end of verse 2 and into verse 3. We need mercy, he says. And the truth is sometimes we get that mercy quickly and sometimes God delays it so that we grow in our character. God is not a police officer putting all things right immediately, but a potter ready to mold the clay into a better shape. As Peterson says in his book, "A Long Obedience in the Same Direction," in obedience we pray mercy instead of "God, give us what we want." We pray mercy and not "reward us for our goodness so our neighbors will acknowledge our superiority." We pray mercy and not "punish us for our badness so we will feel better." We pray mercy and not "be nice to us because we have been such good people." And no, while there is trust in this psalm, there is also urgency. And while there is urgency, there is also trust. Urgency to see justice done is fine. Complaining is not, nor is it okay to seek to bring about justice ourselves. Romans 12, 19. No. Let us trust God, though we are people sometimes treated with contempt, yet there is mercy at the right time. We'll look at Psalm 124 tomorrow, but until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.